Okay, let's see, and let's go here.
Yeah, I'll take the lids because we'll sign them in just a second.
Yeah, that's good.
This is the Taney County Commission, Monday, June 25th, 2012. We've been in that part of our meeting known as the preliminary study meeting, wherein we go through accounts payable, review previous minutes, etc. We also take public comment, and we have Ms. Sheila Wyatt with us this morning. Sheila?
Thank you. What I'm about to share with you has been on my mind for several months, and it was laid heavy on my heart yesterday. The issue of employee wages has been on my mind and the mind of many of the employees of Taney County for some time. When the officials came before you for their budget at the beginning of the year, salaries were discussed. After you gentlemen evaluated the condition of the county, you requested the officials that had a special fund to operate their office to come in. You shared what it would take for the employees to receive an increase in their wages to help with the increase in living expenses. My memory and the understanding of the employees is that if we, the officials that had funds, would give an extra amount into the county general revenue, the employees would receive raises. My understanding is that everyone said yes. The collector gave more than was asked for, and at that time, I asked if my employees would receive raises like all others, and the answer was most certainly. I asked if you wanted me to pay my employees out of the fund, and the answer was no. I've been asked many times what happened, and I've heard that you said you were waiting on a report in regard to the duties. This is June 25th, and I thought probably on June 1st when you reevaluated, and I'd share this with my employees. When the newspaper article came out last week in regard to the $350,000 possible benefit increase, and it quoted this, "Our employees maybe should have an input in whether the employees would rather have an increase in benefits or an increase in wages." The employees became very concerned. They realize the benefits spoken of will help those retiring, and that could be myself and maybe yourself someday. But they realize at this moment they must pay their bills and buy groceries that continue to increase. And I know you gentlemen care much about the employees who work here and are thankful for the job they do, but they could use a little help, and I appreciate your consideration and what you're doing. I just had to share this with you quickly this morning, and I felt it. I owe it to those that give me the best. And now I've got to get back to work, and thank you very much for listening to me.
Thank you. I'd like to call this meeting of the Taney County Commission this Monday, June 25th, 2012, to order and call on Mr. Finley to offer an opening prayer. Mr. Finley, if everybody would rise.
Heavenly Father, come before you this morning. We just want to thank you for the blessings you give us. We thank you, Lord, for the wonderful country that we live in. We thank you for the area of the country we live in. Just feel so blessed to be a part of that, dear Lord. We thank you most of all for your Son that you sent to die upon a cross for us. And again, we thank you for that, dear Lord, that we might have eternal life. We know, dear Lord, that we need your guidance in all the decisions we make. And in Proverbs, you tell us that many are the plans in the minds of man, but the purpose of the Lord will stand. And we just pray to the Lord that you would just help us to recognize the purpose of the Lord and help us to make decisions based upon that. Thank you again for our great nation. Thank you for those that serve in the nation. We just pray that you bless them also and bring them home safely. Watch over us and give us guidance in all we do. These things we ask in your Son's name. Amen.
Amen.
Commissioner Strahan, if you'll lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Previous meeting minutes.
Motion to approve previous meeting minutes dated June 18th, June 21st, with corrections and changes.
Second.
Motion's been made and second to approve prior commission meeting minutes of June 18th and June 21st with corrections and changes. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed say nay. Motion carries. Accounts payable.
Motion to approve accounts payable checks 329463 through 329543, warrants 5643, and a journal entry from coroner to emergency services, emergency management, excuse me.
I'll second the motion.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve checks number 329463 through 329543. Warrant number 5643 and a journal entry from the coroner to emergency management. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries.
Can you hand me one of those, that one that you just signed? Hand that back to me. That, yeah.
I'd ask Linda to come in at 10. I don't know if we could sit in, but do that part first. Extension office repairs. Wayne, would you come up and join us?
Thank you, and good morning.
Good morning, Christine.
Thank you. We've got some issues inside the building that we'd like to bring before you guys. Probably primarily is getting our bathroom and entrance handicapped accessible. We had a ADA compliance review about 3 months ago. Our regional director came down, and there's no access, basically wheelchair access, to the main part of the building. If they had access, there's no access to the bathroom because of the doors too narrow, and we have in those folders that we pass out, this accessibility assessment. And there were some issues with the stool, access to the stool, no grab bars, and a variety of things that you can kind of look through here. We also had requested some time ago, there's some holes in the ceiling, hot wires coming out in two locations, some pipes hanging down within in the building itself. Yeah, there's photos of kind of the main things that we'd like to have addressed in there. There should be three or four. And as a matter of fact, I had contacted Gary Stewart to give us an idea for the ceiling repair. There's some water damage and a variety of other issues that you can see in the photos. He was just there this morning, and he said he could put sheetrock over it, tape and texture it for $240, which I thought was pretty reasonable. And that bid is in there as well. And the last one is a quote we had on installing carpet in the workroom and in the main office area. Right now it's repaired with duct tape, and it gets quite a lot of use during the Vita season from January through April. And the majority of the people we have are elderly, and some are not too mobile. We were kind of concerned with like trips and falls. And along those lines, the ADA compliant, the only way we can get them to the bathroom is either walk them around outside and up the two steps and into the main thing, or help them up the two steps between the workroom and the main office part. But if they happen to come in a wheelchair, they don't fit in the door. They can't get through.
The ceiling tile, is it like this, or is it different than the ceiling tile we have?
It's not a suspended ceiling. It's, you know, those tongue and groove tile kind of that staple up against the...
Okay.
Has there been more damage since we repaired the entire roof, or has it? Have you had damage since then?
No.
So the leak has stopped because of the new roof?
The leak has stopped because of the roof, but we haven't repaired the other part of it.
Right.
Well, I move that we immediately get... these things.
I mean, ADA, obviously, we have to take care of that immediately, and that goes without saying. Do you want to just have Renee
Let's have him work with Renee. And if
we talked to Renee
Thursday,
and she really said that she didn't know much about it.
Well, I think what he meant was, let's work with her to move towards getting it repaired.
Right.
And if we need to involve Mr. Erickson because... the price may reach those levels where we have to bid it, then we will
or expertise.
Include him as well. And
that's what I agree. I mean, Renee knows the process and the bidding process, and knows what her staff can do and can't do. And obviously, I'd like to see what we can do internally, and then we'll pay whatever we have to get it compliant. So,
what would you on the bid for $240 to get the roof done? Do you think that's
the ceiling?
You
have to have at least three bids, I think.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Renee knows the process. My thing is let Renee run with the process and get it done, and don't delay on it. But she knows three phone bids is a pretty standard, and we can get through that whole process real fast.
And if she doesn't, and she has any questions, Mr. Erickson will help her. But
our answer to you is we're ready to move forward and we're ready to take care of your
The
request.
Biggest thing was get the leaks fixed, which we did, and the windows are done, so now let's fix the inside. And
yeah, those windows make a world of difference.
Good.
Yeah.
I mean,
wonderful.
Wonderful.
So the commission's ready to do this, so we're ready to move forward. If you have any questions besides or that Renee's not able to answer for you, then it's okay.
Us or Ron, I mean, Mr. Erickson. Go ahead and do it. There you go. He's saying the purchasing, head of purchasing is saying go ahead and move forward with that.
Okay. And the carpet, we need to do the bid process.
We need to do bids on that, yeah.
Anything under 500.
Okay.
Take care of our normal stocking. And if it's over 500,
which
you need, just call me.
Okay.
The situation is that other than having to go outside, sometimes we have people that are available that work in the road and bridge department or someplace where it saves us a huge amount of money to make those repairs. That's what I would rather that you would investigate with Randy on any of that stuff, that those boys are as good as you can find on the outside also. So check with them to make any repairs that can be made, and those others will go out for bid.
Okay. And Renee, would she also include them in her process, or would that be kind of on us to include them?
I mean, road and
no,
bridge.
She should check with road and bridge.
Okay,
if
so we
available.
Wouldn't have to.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. I just want because of repairs. I just like Renee to be in the loop of things, and she knows she's going through the process so often. She knows to turn to Ron whenever it exceeds, and she also knows the capability of our own staff of what we can and can't do comfortably, and so I think we can move through this pretty relatively quickly. Obviously.
Okay.
I don't want to delay it.
So basically, we can start with Renee and just kind of get the ball rolling. And
yep.
If we have questions, come back and talk to Ron.
Yeah. I just go to Ron.
Email.
Yeah.
Just email me or include me in any emails back and forth. I can establish, you know, a regular chain of events.
That okay.
I mean, we want your facility.
Yeah, frankly, I was surprised at the sheetrock bid. I
mean, yeah. We want your facility to be nice. I mean, the VITA program is great. You have high traffic, the Master Garden program. We want it to be nice, so let's take the steps to make it nice.
Oh, thank you very much.
We would also like to formally introduce, this is Nellie Lammers. She is our family financial education specialist,
okay.
And she took a Fitzgerald position,
okay.
And so she is now running the VITA program.
Wonderful.
So we haven't formally introduced her to you yet. So.
Yes, she had a trial by fire this year and doing the program out of the chute and did a great job.
She did.
Wonderful.
Nice to be here.
Welcome.
Thank you.
We're excited.
So if you have any questions about VITA now, she
mm-hmm.
will be your direct contact.
Perfect. Will you make sure you email us your contact information to the commission? That'd be great. That'd be wonderful.
Yeah, the VITA program is great.
Yeah.
And we hear lots of excellent comments from an awful lot of people that are helped. So we
and
appreciate
it. And Nellie and I are also, we are going to begin computer classes in our workroom as soon as we can get the workroom looking a little bit nicer. That carpet was the main thing. We have a big line of tape there that doesn't look
I saw that picture,
in.
Yeah.
So, but as soon as we can do that, we've got 14 mobile computers through VITA and other things that we've kind of kept them from campus. And so we are I'm going to do QuickBooks, and Nellie's going to try some Excel, and I don't know what all you want to do. But
really, I have previously taught all kinds of different Microsoft Office programs, and also eBay, which is kind of along the financial line, so
mm-hmm.
we'll see, you know, but mainly Excel, budgeting, that type of thing that works right into
wonderful
my position now, so.
Great.
It'll really help us with revenue generation, obviously, because we won't be having to, you know, co-sponsor with anybody and then give, which is what I've been doing with QuickBooks, and then give them half of the profit.
Sure.
You know, just to use their facility and use their computer, so hopefully that'll be a real help to us.
Wonderful.
Thanks for having us this morning.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you all. Mr. Erickson, if you'd like to join us. Pretty soon we're going to have agenda requests, so we'll jump at that just ahead of time. Jim has some things, if you two could get together and chat about the possibility of using University Extension.
Can you tell them we'll pass that way?
Sure.
Ron, let's move to the animal control floor repair bid.
Okay. Ready?
Yes.
I'm here this morning to discuss a final recommendation reference to RFB number 201205-185, animal control facility floor repair. This bid was open on Thursday. We had one response. The commission instructed me to go ahead with that one response. There were a few minor technicalities involving information in that response, and in lieu of that, you all had instructed me to make a few follow-up calls, which I've completed, and I'm prepared this morning to formally recommend that the commission award to Remodeling the Ozarks. The information that they supplied regarding the full cost to the county for sandblasting the animal control kennels as required and repainting all of that to state specifications in order to pass upcoming inspections is $10,810.10 for the entire facility. I have the signed documentation now that as a technicality that was required, and also we have communicated with the vendor regarding warranty, and the animal control people have, and they have had all their questions answered to their satisfaction and are recommending that we move forward with this vendor. He has quite a history, good references, according to animal control, and so I formally recommend that we award.
Motion for approval. What was the name of that?
Remodeling the Ozarks.
Remodeling the Ozarks for the remodeling of the Ozarks animal facility.
I'll second. There's been a motion made to approve the bid submitted by Remodeling the Ozarks for the animal control facility floor repair. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed say nay. Motion is approved.
Thank you, gentlemen. I will notify the vendor and animal control and take it from here. If you have any questions for me or anything else this morning?
We're the one other issue we have, now that's scheduled for Thursday, is that right? Didn't we have two bids that we opened last week? We set one for Monday.
Managed Print Services and our committee, our panel is still reviewing. We've actually invited all four of those responding vendors to come in and do in-person presentations, and all have accepted, and they're scheduled tomorrow and Wednesday. There's a strong possibility that we might be able to make a recommendation by Thursday.
So there's a possibility that we'll have a recommendation on Thursday.
Right.
And we're getting ready to step into, would you ask Nikki to step down? Isn't she scheduled for agenda request review?
She was just here, wasn't she?
Yes, and I'd like to get into that because this will involve whether or not we're meeting on that, because I'm looking at third. Let's go ahead and move into that. But I'd like you to stay for just a moment, Ron.
Okay.
So we're going to move into the agendized item of agenda request review. And
do it right now.
I saw she had...
And you did say we took that one item off the agenda, right?
Yeah, I'm going to go to that in just a second.
Okay.
Alicia, I see that we have you on our agenda for Thursday. Were you here to talk about an issue or just no?
I'm not on the agenda.
I'm sorry. It says prosecutor's request.
No. That's Jeff then.
Okay. So it must be 6:28.
It has to be, because it's not on the agenda today. Oh, no, that's new.
Okay.
I think that's what that is.
You get a form on what her agenda request review is. Well, my question is, let's start with what we have on Thursday and look at that. The and my question is, if we start at 9 o'clock, and we work through the morning's agenda, we're going to be done potentially at 10 o'clock. Why would we not have our next agendized item until 2:30? That's my question.
I don't know, sir. It makes sense for us to have them back-to-back because it would be the best use of everyone's time. No, it could be that the prosecutor he tries cases. So, quite often he's in courts. That could be the reason.
Thursday's law day.
Is it?
Do we have the agenda request items?
Dan's got a copy there.
No, that's last week. So.
No.
You want to do a recess then?
Well, I'll make one comment. We had scheduled refund of collector's deed on today's agenda. That item has been struck for discussion this morning. While some background information is attained from county council before having the formal meeting regarding that particular issue. The next issue we're going to have is at 10 o'clock, but I'd like to do the agenda request review before the personnel exec session at 10. So let's stand in recess for 10 minutes?
Sure.
10 minutes.